And now, Steve, take off that mailman's hat and put on your producer's hat. You've brought a story for us.
Right. No, I was on vacation last week, and I went to a party. I met a woman there. She was introduced to me as a writer. And she began to tell me this story about a man and a kiss. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. Ran and I got my gear, came back, and she let me record her.
And who is this person?
Well, only after she told me her story, I found out who she was. She's the author of a well-regarded book called The Girl's Guide to Hunting and Fishing. Her name is Melissa Bank, and here's her story. It's about a man and a kiss.
I met him at a reading. He was a writer, and I was reading. And then he emailed me. He wrote this sort of great thing about something about how, you know, if you wake up one morning and the keyboard is cold and you feel like taking a walk on the beach with our dogs, call me up. And I am not, you know, much of a caller. I'm a little phone phobic, and so it's hard for me even to call my best friends. People I'm dying to talk to, hard for me to call. So I called him. I called him, and he was, you know, very cute and thrilled and excited, and he told me, you know, right over the phone that he had a big crush on me and liked the way I wrote, which, you know, is basically, you know, enough for me. And then he came over, and we're just going to talk by the fire. I have a nice fireplace. And I think I fed him. We got to a very bad point. We got to a very bad point in a conversation when I was telling him about a friend of mine who I'd fixed up and how, unfortunately, he was sort of back in junior high school. And he really couldn't love anybody who loved him because that really meant that they weren't worthy. And I mentioned it to him, and he said, I'm actually kind of like that myself. I was just really disgusted. I just thought, like, oh, great. And I basically said, you know, I made some joke about, like, you know, it's probably time for you to go, or something like that. But I kind of meant it. I mean, I basically just was like, okay, that's over. Now you're going to go. And he sensed this. And he said some actually good things in his own behalf, like, look, I'm telling you this is what I've been like. I'm not saying this is what I'm like. I just want you to know this. If I just, you know, you seem to want me to be perfect. I'm not perfect. And then he seemed to know enough to say, to sort of break it up and say, let's go for a walk. And we were walking in the woods. And he kind of put his arm around me, and they were kind of holding hands, and it was twilight. And at a certain point, he stopped me in the road, and he said, do you hear that? And what it was the wind. And when he says that, it takes away any fear of suffocation. It's like, I still belong to the world. And then we were holding hands like kids. And he just pulled me into him, just like a high school boy who he actually really needed to kiss me. He needed to kiss me, and I needed to kiss him. We were kissing, and at a certain point he just grabbed me, and he put me kind of inside his coat. So that my arms were in his sleeves, and he sort of encompassed me in this great way, and we just stood there, and he just kind of pinned me to this tree, and we were just kissing in the twilight, and I was, you know, it was sort of like the feeling of being with some football player when you're 16 years old, and it's after school, and you're outside. I mean, the one thing about adulthood is you're always sort of going for comfort or for convenience. You're never outside at night. You're always going from the car to the party or the cab to the restaurant. You're never outside. And so we were outside, and it was cold, and he was holding me, and he was kissing me. And it was just like I was, you know, 16 years old again in the best way, like not the horrible, insecure thing that you're always talking about when you say high school, but in the great way where you actually feel like you're kissing somebody and it's changing you and every part of them is somehow connected to every part of you. And it was just this great thing. And I remember, you know, at a certain point I became that 16-year-old and I said something like, we're moving kind of fast. And he said, we're not young.
Writer Melissa Bank lives in New York City.